we've seen production of citrus go from almost 250 million boxes of citrus to 81.5 million this year. It's a collapse of a $10 billion industry. Senator Rubio and his colleagues in Washington have been very generous with the research funds so that we can find ultimately a treatment or even a cure to citrus greening. But while that process is taking place, while the laboratories and the scientists are looking for answers, growers need an incentive to hang on and to continue to replant so that we don't exacerbate this cycle of death, this death spiral of losing citrus trees, which reduces production, which causes processing plants to close, which causes people to be laid off. And that's why this announcement by Senator Rubio and Senator Nelson about immediate expensing to be able to improve the tax treatment of citrus groves, which is an unsubsidized crop, but let's get rid of the federal government's disincentive to replant to help save an industry. And that's really what their leadership on this issue is going to mean to citrus growers up and down the state of Florida. Our rural communities, the Frost Proofs, the Avon Parks, the Sebrings, the Lake Placids, the Clewistons of the world, where citrus is an important part of the landscape, those local government budgets will be impacted. You'll see school board budgets impacted. You'll see local services like sheriff's departments impacted because the ad valorem tax base of those counties is being harmed by the collapse of the Florida citrus industry. So having the federal tax code reflect the urgency of the situation so that growers will replant, will continue to put young trees in, and invest in that future while the researchers work on the next wave of treatments and potentially even the cure is going to mean all the difference in the world, particularly for the interior of the state and really for the entire state. This, as I said, is a $10 billion industry. So whether you're a citrus-producing county or not, the fact that citrus is king in Florida for our agricultural commodities helps make Florida a better place to live, work, and play. So we applaud Senator Rubio for his leadership on this effort, and we're grateful for him being here in Polk County to see firsthand the impacts that this disease is having on our growers and the communities that those growers support.